13.
We interrupt that big end to give you this important message.
The officers of the Satirically Challenged Show received this memo which read,
"Greetings, Earthlings."
We were sent this ale. It's called FNA, which stands for Furious News Agencies. It also read,
"Baby and Touch and X."
Black Hood? Green Hood? Pink Hood? Oh, what the hell. It's now time for the Satirically Challenged Show.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Pink Hood, along with Red Hood.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently,
we haven't heard this voice in a long time. I mean,
yeah. Hey,
this voice.
I know.
Yes, this voice. Honestly, you're back, aren't you?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. You are back, and indeed, indeed, you are back after taking a really long hiatus.
A bit, yeah.
A bit, a bit,
a bit,
a bit. What is a bit
and
to you and a bit to me?
Yes, and the Satirically Challenged Show and AMC Press and Co. still managed to be all in one piece. So,
yes,
that's a win.
We were lucky. We were very lucky. Anyway, yes. So, apparently, if you had any idea what that pre-notice was, which I have no idea who did it, but I will say this.
Neither do I.
I will say this. It was pretty damn good. I will say that.
Yeah.
Yes. The fact
can't
is
beat
that.
That.
It, no, you can't. The fact is that it is true. Politics are all the rage, honestly. There's more shit going down that, you know, people in Canada have actually started making fun of this. They have grabbed fake news ale, FNA.
Ale.
With our not so dear president on it. Which is absolutely great because it looks like a pie hole shape, if you know what I mean. The fact is that this is craft beer, ladies and gentlemen. Craft beer with 50% alcohol in volume. And it's sort of like an Arizona iced tea, you know. And the fact that it's an easy drinking beer and it's perfect for long discussions over world events with other aliens and other friends who have, well, small body parts. And we're not implying anything by that.
Sounds a bit.
No, I'm not. No,
Maybe.
But
possibly.
Maybe. Possibly.
Kind of, sort of.
Don't know. Anyway, but it's true. The Northern Maverick Bathurst Company Brewery and Restaurant. You can snag the beer from there, and they deliver directly through Ontario. So, you know, it's hoping that this beer doesn't start World War III anytime soon. However, the fact is that also NASA has claimed to reveal that they've already found alien life. And the aliens have got a hold of that beer, ladies and gentlemen, and you heard their message. They want more.
Mm-hmm.
They want so much more that all the local breweries in Canada are running out of said beer. There's a massive beer shortage. It's not like the Shawshank Redemption where they were on top of the roof and anybody who decided to say, can I have a cold one? No. They pretty much said, oh yes, we will snag two of those, and if you can clandestinely do this electronically, or you can also do it, throughout the galaxy, that would be great.
For their own parties.
For their own parties. Imagine. Just imagine, ladies and gentlemen, how the solar system, they can say, we're alive. We've been taking, we're alive and we're drunk. And we're going to attack the Senate. So we're going to go marching into the Senate with the fact that we've had 21 beers, 31 alcoholic drinks, and are rip-roaring drunk. Also, you don't want to screw with us, Timmy.
No.
We'll have you deported, exiled, and wearing a green mask. You know, the best things in life are free, so are beers. But also, the fact is that there is potential life evidence, as we have not found signs elsewhere. We haven't found out the owner, the red dwarf Trappist, which has had several plants orbiting it, and he who must not be named, had a primary goal of developing planet exploration strategy, was proof that he already knew something was out there. In addition to his crazy feats, of which are not getting past.
Right.
And also, if you don't know about Guy Fawkes, he's the one who also almost ruined Parliament, and they celebrate him in Britain. Now, in Dubai, they also celebrate him by having a fantastic falafel, or a lafafa, or something of that nature. But this isn't the first time this has happened. It happened way back in March 2016. That was last year, folks. Last year, it happened, and it was later revealed that the actual hack was allegedly carried out by a group that calls them the New World Hacking.
Yeah.
As they believe that the space agency was hiding information about the Islamic State. Yes, jihadis are now aliens, and illegals are now wearing green masks. Brilliant.
You're right.
Can we say any more? No. We can't.
No.
Unfortunately, we can't. And an anonymous UK, a branch of the Grow organization, are renowned for their appearance of...
Right.
...said green species.
Right.
For more on this, we literally... We'll probably lose our minds as soon as these come. At that, it'll be like the Beatles, except with them playing synthesizers, except instead of our guitars. Instead, it'll be called the aliens, and no one will be safe.
Which makes
total sense.
Right.
Makes total sense for most of us.
Mm-hmm.
However, what are your thoughts, Pink Hood?
I think it's kind of like a thought that a hacking group could try to hold NASA's information over the United States side is crazy. They're like, what are they trying to find? It's almost like, okay, if there's beings from in space, great. It's not. It's like, why are you trying to now hold it over the United States' head? Shouldn't you be concerned about other places in the world? Because last time I checked, isn't there other things going on too that need to be that kind of should be a priority at least? It's just me. So, it's kind of crazy at that. What do you think, Johnny? Is this even possible that NASA would know about aliens? Is, quite frankly... I look at it as whatever, if they know, great, that there's other beings out there.
Who knows what's out
really,
there?
Right, but does it really matter to hold it over our heads as if it's a must? It's a, you need to know it?
Not really.
Because it's like, it's not hurting us, not doing anything to us, so let it be.
It may not be hurting us, but it will be hurting them once they find out that they're green, messy, slimy, have their own theme song, and have their own movies, namely Alien 1, 2, and 3.
Right.
But the fact is that we all know that their favorite composer
we all know their favorite composer is Daft Punk.
Oh, absolutely. they love Daft Punk to the extent that they love James Horner. You know, and then maybe a bit of Jaws as well. Maybe a bit of John Williams or Hans Zimmer. Or even Jerry Goldsmith, for example. It's not that bad. I mean, being a green alien, and then they called her home Area 51.
But the thing is, didn't we already know Area 51 potentially could have had aliens there? It's kind of not...
I don't buy that. I mean, like, why would it... You know, but then they would have Area 57, and it would just keep going up. Like, resident aliens would actually just go, yes, we're practicing Daft Punk, secretly. And then have any other but then there actually is we know that the greatest science fiction bands of all time include Daft Punk.
Right.
Lest we not forget GWAR. And Sun Ra, and Warp 11, and Kiss, and Dr. Octagon.
And the whole Kiss Army.
And the whole Kiss Army, and the Aquabats, as also P-Lander Z, and how can we not forget Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars?
True.
I mean, like, you know, the fact is that, and then the fact really is you gotta dig the fact that V for Vendetta, The Watchmen, From Hell, Act of Faith, Upon Reflection, Jimmy's End, His Heart is Heavy, so is his balls. But, you know, but also, you know, I particularly love the Act of Faith and His Heart is Heavy, and so is his undercarriage. You know, they're both fantastic films. Also, Twin Peaks is fantastic as well. You know, alien culture has been steeped in so many things. Everything from barking dogs to,
you're forgetting the greatest alien show of all time.
Which? Third Rock from the Sun.
No. Even though it's a good show. How do we forget The X-Files?
True.
The X-Files.
The truth is still out there.
The truth is still out there with one remaining file left. That is of a human in Congress pleading, no!
Not again!
Not again! and yet we know that
Congressmen going not again. Multiple congressmen going no boy.
Dear God, when they leave the chamber they must go, oh no, not again. Dear Lord, please forgive me for what I'm about to do. Are you about to smite Medicare? Maybe not. You're not about to smite Medicare. Good! Yet you're ruled by somebody named Mitch McConnell, who looks like a frumpy old grandfather who never had his diaper removed. You know... The reality of the fact is that we can say that multiple senators, except for Elizabeth Warren, actually are doing the right thing. Recently, Ms. Warren released a Facebook video in basically which sums it up. He says, this is it. This is it. A 30-page document of the last bill that they rescinded in Congress that an alien signed. I have no idea what to say to that.
Somebody thinks it's funny.
Oh, yeah. Somebody thinks it's funny. But at the same time, every person in Congress is going, what about our seats?
Or, oh, no, we can't help the public.
Right. We can't help the public, meaning we can't help anybody. But we can help many other things. Many, many other things. And for more on this, we jump back to Pink Hood, who will lead us off.
And we could all, and now we all know
what is going on down under
in Australia. Good old Australia. There was a teacher who was let go, or a principal who was let go because he ran a was attempting to run over a student with his car. And also a teacher.
Wait,
there was
multiple
allegations.
Sorry, stop. What? Go back. What did you say?
There is allegations being tossed around that a teachers and principals in good old Down Under have been are abusing or allegedly abusing their students. And there was over 64 cases of alleged abuse. 13 involved teachers that have been disciplined or being disciplined, but only one of them has been sacked. Which
one of
them has got the pink slip? Quite frankly, yes.
That makes absolutely no sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for a start, let's just go back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Even if they were, how do I want to say this? Even if they were even if they were sacked, what is the actual fact of them
I think they should get more disciplinary. They should be
I mean, I mean, I think that they should be still sacked, and I think that they should be disciplined further.
And yeah,
I think that I don't think getting sacked is enough. I don't think getting sacked is enough. I think that I can, like, the fact is that they should be more, is the difference between ableism and this kind of thing is just tragic.
Yeah. It's downright wrong. It's bullshit. If someone's going to go about this way, and not only to hurt kids, go out their way to hurt kids, something's wrong.
Exactly. Who? Here.
I mean, something's, I don't think, did he go out of their way? I see no.
But you're going, but student teachers that are teachers and professionals.
Oh yes, but
any sort of abuse is abuse of power. purely.
Yes. No. I'm not defending that. I'm defending the fact that I'm not even defending that he ran over with his car. That's not good. Not good at all. But when did we see this last? We saw this last. We saw this last in a few years ago.
There's many cases.
Yeah. There are many cases. But
yeah.
Worst was where they kept finding reasons to keep him.
And that's horrible. That's abuse of power right then and there. No question that.
No, yes. Definitely. But I will say that it's abuse of power. But when you have abuse of power, how far does it go? You know? And then how far are we able to defend it?
Yeah.
You know? That's the trouble.
Yeah, it is. And so many people are not willing to see.
I don't think that they're not willing. I think that they are it's not that they're not willing. I think that it's that they are, I don't want to say, you know, unknowing, but they are, they just don't know any better. That's what it is. And it's not,
and if
I'm not
people
trying
holding
to,
them accountable.
Yeah.
I'm saying,
and
if people aren't willing to hold them accountable, that's a problem too.
Yeah.
It's a big problem. It's not like, oh, it's spilling. Oh, it's an art class. Oh, you spilt water. You're going out of your way and causing someone harm.
Right.
Physical harm.
Physical,
knowingly.
Mental, well, physical and mental harm. I mean,
right. Come on.
No, I know.
On.
I know. And that is not great. That's not great on any account. And and it is just horrible. It's horrible, and we don't stand by it.
No, we don't.
We don't stand by it. But if anything changes, we will certainly let you know. And we will be off for the 4th of July break. We will return on July 10th.
Yeah.
I believe.
Yeah.
The 10th. Yeah. And yeah, so that is the satirical.
No,
challenge.
No, wait, no, no, no.
Oh yes, we have one more. Sorry, we have one more piece of news.
But,
sorry.
But wait.
Sorry.
Wait, one more thing.
There is one more thing we forgot.
Which
in the words of Steve Jobs.
Which
we all should be looking into and watching the series. These actually.
Absolutely. 100%.
Awesome.
Yeah. And the fact is that, you know, right now, casting creatives are all looking for the number one thing, which is inclusion. Okay? So, you know, do follow these series. Speechless is one of them. We love Speechless. There's also the A Word, which you can find on iTunes. There is also this one, which is looking to be fantastic. There's also the one with Freddie Highmore, which is coming out in the fall as well. And escapes me now, but I will say this. Follow this. You won't be glad. You'll be glad that you did.
Mm-hmm.
And that is...
It's called... And the series is called Atypical.
Right. Atypical. Autism typical. Wow. Atypical. Yeah.
Mm.
And we will try our best to get some of the guys from that on the podcast in a future episode. Because we would love to see them on here to represent the show, and I think it would be good press for them. But we will see you after the 10th, and have a great July 4th, and be well.
Be safe.
Be safe.
Yes.
Don't blow off any fireworks.
Don't blow off any fireworks. Don't blow off any fireworks off your butt.
Right. Or even in your backyard. Really, really bad.
Yeah.
It will not end well.
Blow it off your butt.
It will not end well. Trust me.
It will not, no. It will not end well.
The more you know.
Yes, the more you know.
Imagine the star going by and...
Oh, God. Yes.
Do-do-do-do. Now I just made NBC sue us. Oh, dear.
Exactly.
All right. Let's not do that.
Let's not. But have a great... have a great week off, and we will see you on the 10th. Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Night.
Good night.